We've been talking this whole hour about the 26th annual Fremont Solstice Parade. It starts at 3 tomorrow. It used to be at noon, so maybe it will be sunny. Preparation for the big event's been going on for months in a warehouse in Fremont. David Hyde stopped by last night to get a sneak peek. He saw everything from handmade floats and costumes to music.
I'm going to have an easel and a canvas on the easel. I'm going to be sort of a caricature of a French painter. I'm going to be painting a cornucopia of food and silly ingredients. But all the ingredients are going to be stuck on with Velcro. And then this big, fat puppet of a chef comes up and breaks the fourth wall, rips the ingredients out of my painting. And then I get really mad and bonk him on the head with my painting.
All of the characters are basically based from Alice in Wonderland, but we are incorporating the Day of the Dead imagery into it with, a little bit of a Latina flair and some paper flowers and the Day of the Dead makeup.
We're going to have a huge arch over the float. There's a PVC frame parked against the fence back here. It's enormous. And we're going to bend it into a big semicircle with a banner on top that has a serpent swallowing its tail, the symbol of the circle of life.
It's an expression of the collective imagination, and it's this oddly juxtaposed scene after scene that's music and dance and makes people come a little bit more alive.
Just the freedom, because, you know, during those, whatever, that stretch of 2 miles or whatever, you can do pretty much whatever you want.
Yeah, Fremont Solstice Parade float makers and organizers Nick DeMarco, Barbara Lukey, Shannon Hall, and David Skelding. The band's called Environmental Encroachment. They're going to be in that parade. It starts tomorrow in Fremont at 3 p.m.